The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Big day here in South Carolina tomorrow as Democrats and maybe a few Republicans here and there head to the polls to vote in the presidential preference primary. Glad to have you in. 877-235-9405. And of course, it's a big day in North Charleston, South Carolina, too, where President Donald Trump will be in the Palmetto State tonight. Just had a phone call from Carson, I think was his name, who's down there. Many of you texting saying you're headed that way. Some of you already there. If you're in Charleston, I'd love to hear from you. 877-235-9405. Be sure and download our mobile app. Just text the keyword iPhone or Android to 877-235-9405 so you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world, and especially in Charleston, South Carolina. Listen to us as you're waiting on the president to come in later today. Jesse Jane Duff is a top Trump campaign surrogate. She's on the advisory board for Women for Trump and co-chair of Veterans for Trump. Wanted to ask Jesse to join us for a few minutes this morning to kind of give us an update on what is happening in Charleston. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's exciting. I mean, Charleston, you guys got to be so excited to know that the president's coming down there.
It is amazing, and I've already gotten some phone calls from people who are down in Charleston. Got a call from a guy just a minute ago who's outside of the arena already and says there's already thousands of people waiting.
Oh, of course. Wherever the president goes, it seems like even if the temperatures are 9 degrees, they are outside waiting up to 24 hours in advance, maybe even longer, because people want to get in. And I don't know how they do it, to be very honest with you. I haven't had the opportunity myself to sit outside for 24 hours waiting for a rally, but I think they really just decided. I called it an opportunity because you get a lot of community unity of people that are excited and thrilled. The enthusiasm is always high. This is something that is very uniting for Americans to rally behind this president. And I would suggest to everybody, don't get too confident, because the Democrats will do everything possible to try to disrupt this election in 2020. They were continually pushing down our throats that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Oh, well, of course, when you got Los Angeles and New York City, those two cities alone can topple any candidate. That's why we have an electoral college, so that states like North Carolina and Michigan and other states that don't have quite the population of those cities have a representation. The president has always said, I am here to represent the forgotten man and woman. And anybody who it doesn't seem to quite understand that needs to go to one of his rallies and realize how he connects with Americans. But while he's down there in South Carolina today, the beauty of the entire effort that he makes is he's going to talk about his successes in South Carolina. And that in itself is something people will want to pay close attention to, because their economy, their communities are better off under this president.
Well, and you could not have said it better. The president has done so much. South Carolina, we have a booming economy here in South Carolina, record low unemployment like the rest of the country. And we're thankful that we have a man like Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office, and we're going to do everything we can to keep him there, of course. You know, we had quite the debacle on Tuesday with the Democrat debate. I was actually in Charleston on Tuesday for the debate. And I'm back in the upstate of South Carolina this morning. But the Democrats, as you said, they'll do anything they can to try to keep this president from going back in for another four-year term.
Yes, don't make any underestimation of Mike Bloomberg. He has already given the impression that he's going to put in $2 billion $1 billion into advertising. And he's very strategic. And during the Democratic debates, he was even running his ads, because what he did was he recognized he wouldn't get the airtime to defend himself or present himself the way he necessarily wanted to be perfectly blunt. He's horrible on the debate stage. So when he was able to do these advertisings during the debate, which was exceptionally strategic on his part, he's able to still plant these seeds, because people are saying, well, you know, it's really a bloodbath on these stages. I'm not hearing people say what they really mean. And it's quite persuasive. In fact, he has completely bought himself onto that stage as it is now. He was nobody. Nobody was recognizing Mike Bloomberg. And I swear to you, I can't watch any television outside of maybe legitimate conservative-leaning television to not see a Mike Bloomberg ad. I mean, if I'm watching reruns on any network that is not presenting conservative-type information, they're running Mike Bloomberg ads. They're all over the place.
It's crazy. And here in South Carolina especially, too, we have Steyer. He's everywhere. He spent like $15 million to get a place on the debate stage on Tuesday in ads. I mean, outdoor billboards, TV, digital. Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's not going to pay off, because, you know, he's not going to win. Although, the latest poll out, I think it was Monmouth, overnight, that, Steyer may have moved up into second place. Looks like Bernie Sanders, though, we expected him to have a good showing here. Looks like Uncle Joe Biden is going to get back to his, front place or position there, at least here in South Carolina.
You know, Joe Biden is desperate to be able to say that he has won something, because up to this point, it's pretty embarrassing to see a former vice president, somebody who has probably collectively more time in government than anybody else on that stage. I dare to say it's more than even Bernie Sanders, but I haven't quite looked at the numbers there. But for him to be doing so poorly, I'm quite confident there have been people who just want him to drop out of the race, because what's happening is you are diluting the vote between everybody who is not claiming to be a socialist and giving every bit of effort, attention to Bernie Sanders, who is promising free everything. He's coming along as the Robin Hood, rob from the rich and give to the poor, but which is not a fantasy novel anymore. It's really reality. He's dead serious about what he wants to do. Now, would he have Congress stopping him every step of the way? Of course he would. But what you're looking at is Democrats don't even want to get behind Bernie Sanders, because he's a threat to the entire ticket. When you start having a socialist be the standard flag bearer of your party, that does not help you with any of the other congressional races, let alone local races, because now you're forcing candidates to come out and say whether they support socialism or not.
Right.
We know that this would topple our American economy. There was no doubt on that stage. He cannot even explain how he would fund all of these measures he wants, from all of the education, from all of the health care, and the Green New Deal. You wrap it all up. I mean, he's got people like Ocasio-Cortez who is campaigning for him. Can you imagine what position she would have in the White House, folks? Think about this. This is serious.
And that's scary is what that is.
It is scary. and he would probably have Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib right up there with him. This is a man that has accused Benjamin Netanyahu of being a racist. This is a Jewish man calling the head of Israel a racist. Yet they are, and he's fighting with the Palestinian Ilhan Omar, who does not even want to support Israel. This is mind-numbing, I swear. You know, every year, and I tell this to people when I travel for the campaign, every year you hear this is the most important election ever. And you water it down to a point where you don't think it's true anymore. And I'm not going to sit here and say this is the most important election ever. The most important election was probably 20 years ago when we ignored this. And it trickled down and trickled down and trickled down to a point now. All of this water of the drip, drip, drip of socialism and more government that the Democrats have been pushing, you now have a full bathtub full of water. And now you realize you have a problem of leaking. And the socialism efforts have been leaking into our politics now for decades. Decades, but the conservatives kept trying to turn a blind cheek to most of it, because it didn't impact their lives daily. Well, I'm telling you what now, folks, if you don't get conservatives back into office, you're going to have fiscal spending run out of control, which is already accelerated at a pace we do not like. You have a Democratic Congress. They're the ones who write the checks. And you also now have your personal freedoms under attack. You're talking about your Second Amendment being abolished. You're talking about socialism with all of your private health care disappearing as you may know it. If you think Medicaid is so great, you will know that they will have to decide. Mike Bloomberg is caught on tape even saying this. If an elderly person gets the medical treatment or the younger person gets the medical treatment, this is what they laughed at Sarah Palin for saying. You know, what did they call it? The people that would meet to decide whether you live or die.
Yes. Jesse Jane Duff, a top Trump campaign surrogate, our guest on 94.5 The Answer this morning. All right, I'm going to say it for you, though. This is the most important election in our lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. Yes. And I want people to recognize every year that we don't pay attention, they are important elections. Yes. And this one, actually now we have a 5-alarm fire drill.
That is for sure. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us. Thank you for what you guys do. And it's going to be a big night in North Charleston, South Carolina tonight.
Thank you. Have a great day, have a great weekend, motivators.
Absolutely. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Jesse Jane Duff, Women for Trump Advisory Board member and co-chairs Veterans for Trump. She couldn't have said it better. This is the most important election in our lifetime. We have to reelect Donald Trump, considering the alternatives.